The election is over. Now what? Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. It seems like all we've heard and seen for the last several months have been related to the election. Well, it's over. We have voted. So what happens now?
I think it's paramount importance that our job's not done when we hit okay at the end of the ballot box. Still our responsibility to contact our elected officials. They need to know where we stand. I try to be on a first name basis with our representatives and the senators. It's important to share with them, you know, what you do and why you do it, and maybe if there's an issue on your mind, taking the time to explain to them what your position is on that.
Robertson County farmer Robert Elliott says he always remembers what his grandparents taught him when he turned 18.
If there was ever something that you didn't like, work to change it. And if you can get out there and vote to change it, or you can run for office to change it, find a way to get involved to change it. Generally, it's not an issue that's just going to affect you. It's going to affect other people. And a lot of people feel like they don't have a voice. Voting really is our voice.
And Josie Harris is a high school agriculture teacher in Loudoun County. She says educating her students who are voting for the first time on the process is something she takes very seriously.
Most of my 12th graders will turn 18 before they graduate. And when they do, I keep voter registration applications in my room. We also talk about the importance of educated voting, because just picking who your mom and dad pick may not be right for you. You know, they're an independent voter themselves.
And Dyer County row crop farmer and Tennessee Young Farmers and Ranchers State Chair Hunter Grill says keeping in touch throughout the year with elected officials should be considered part of the job for us all.
Farm Bureau does a wonderful job working with our elected officials, but it's also important that we as individuals work with our elected officials and that we hold them accountable, because they do work for us. They're in a position of service, not necessarily authority.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.